Welcome to What's Ailing America. On this show, you will learn how to recognize the patterns used by the psychopaths that are controlling our world. We have created the living hell we find ourselves in here on planet Earth. This is the ultimate in reality radio with information that can save your life. Please tell others about the show. And as I always say, don't believe anything I tell you. Check things out for yourself. Because we have been lied to about everything. And it's very important for you to not believe me, but instead to do your own research and to therefore know the truth. Because the truth will set us free as long as we act on it. Sitting by and doing nothing, of course, changes nothing. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support my work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them from me. To learn how I do consults, click on the Services tab on ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com. I also suggest you go to DrCurley.com after you've checked out the Reversing Vid site to get more information and a little bit scarier information, such as my explanation of how inoculations are the true weapons of mass destruction. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. My toll-free number, which works from the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean, is 888-321-6751. On which you can contact me from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. Of course, if you get a strange message that the number's been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I use Skype primarily for international clients and radio shows. So if you're in the United States, Canada, or the Caribbean, please call me instead. I like to spend as little time as possible sitting in front of my computer because it's, you know, emitting all kinds of frequencies and other things like that. I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. Archives of my shows for the past few years on various networks can be found at thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. And I also have a show on themicroeffect.com every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And these archives are on thelightofdayradioshow.com under Dr. Carly Archives. But there's so many archives, so you just have to look and see what you're clicking on. But all the shows are labeled as to the answer to the question, what's ailing America, as I always say. Although I've been doing shows on public access and internet radio for over 15 years, I still haven't run out of answers yet. Isn't that disturbing? If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 800-313-9443. Very important that callers mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as not to cause interference with whoever is speaking. I have no guests today because I have so many things to go over. So feel free to call in anytime during the show. And of course, please support the Republic Broadcasting Network if you appreciate the shows that are broadcast here. And definitely check out the link to the Silver Lungs Generator on the link section of ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com if you'd like to protect yourself from the bioweapons being sprayed on us chemtrails. Today's show, What's Ailing America? The answer is ignoring or forgiving psychopaths. We'll be right back. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is ignoring or forgiving psychopaths destroying the world, which is allowing evil to grow. And as I said, I'm going to go solo today because there's so much to discuss. I would love to talk to you listeners. I love to talk to you as often as possible, but especially on the shows that I do solo, because you always bring up good topics and comments and questions. And once again, as I'm sure you all know, the number to call in is 800-313-9443. So do feel free to call in whenever you're moved to do so. Well, here we are, December 23rd. The world didn't end. I guess that was just another distraction by the psychopaths to get people in the fear mode. I know there's quite a few people, actually, that spent hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars buying underground bunkers. Now, what are they going to do with those bunkers? I don't know, because obviously now that we don't have a Mayan date to go by in terms of when the world is going to end, how would they know when to go into their bunker? So, yeah, I guess it's good the world didn't end. But, of course, instead of having it happen all at once, they're letting it happen slowly. They're killing us softly, and that's actually quite a bit more painful. I do want to thank a number of people that have sent me donations and actually gifts, homemade gifts in one case, and very nice cards and things. I don't send out cards, haven't sent them out since my son was kidnapped. Will not send them out, but I do appreciate people thinking of me. I'm not into the happy holidays thing. There is no such thing for me, but I do understand that people are trying to cheer me up and show their support, and I want to send out special thank yous to Maggie, Bill, Reagan, Eric, Joan and John from the UK, Phil and Mario from the UK, CJ and BJ. And the ever-increasing number of people doing their part to stop the psychopaths. That's what really makes me feel very happy, if there is such a thing in my world. Because, of course, the more and more people that are waking up, the more likely it is that there's going to be something good happening to stop the psychopaths, which is the only thing that's going to change anything. If forgiving the psychopaths is what you're all about, of course, basically you're consenting to their actions. In my opinion, that's just an excuse to do nothing. And allowing them to get away with what they're doing, especially as now we're hearing about more and more shootings. I mean, it seems like every other day there's another shooting in a mall, in a church, in a school, someplace. You know, they're really whipping up this gun control frenzy thing. And that's so obvious. I did a show yesterday with John Friends. It's on the archive of the Light of Day Radio Show.com, and we discussed this in great length. But as long as you realize what the real agenda is, of course, you can wrap your head around the fact that this is all being done on purpose. You see, if you have a problem with the evil all around you, then what you have to face is, it's all being done on purpose, A, and once we confront those doing it, we can stop it. Ignoring them or forgiving them is only letting the evil grow, and I have such a problem with that, there are no words. So please, think about your children. If you don't have children, think about the other children. Just imagine the hell that they're going to live in if you continue to do nothing. I personally would rather have them take me out and go on vacation than basically be alive in this Water World or Thunderdome. Those are two movies you might want to check out, depending on, you know, if they cause the chemtrails to melt all of the ice caps and drown us. Or if we become a desert, which, you know, they will control with their heart machine and chemtrails, etc., and the dinogel that they're spraying on us, which actually takes condensation out of the atmosphere, D-Y-N-O-G-E-L, check it out for yourself. There's so many things I just don't have time to ever get to on this show because, of course, as I said, I never run out of answers. I try to give some solutions. The big solution, in my opinion, is identifying the psychopaths and basically causing them to go away. I don't claim to have all the answers, but I do know allowing them to continue as they're continuing is actually going to cause the extinction of the human race. If you're on board with that, that's okay with you. I don't know why you're listening to me. Anyways, I just wanted to bring up an excellent contribution to a newsletter that I write to. You can sign up for it for free if you go to reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. Go to the links page. Scroll down to the bottom. It's the American Survival Newsletter. Wendy Wilson started this about a half a year ago. I'm one of the contributors, but there's another excellent contributor. Actually, it's a couple, Dan and Sheila Gendron. They are survivalists. And in the middle of October, they sent out just a fantastic newsletter, which asked the question, why are you trying to survive? Why are you trying to survive? People should be asking themselves that. Yeah, you're buying solar energy, freeze-dried food. You may be even building a bunker underground, whatever you're doing. Why are you doing it? If you allow your children to stand naked to be viewed by pedophiles in order to shop at a mall or fly in a plane, will you say no to anything else demanded of you? Because we all know where we're going. It's not like everything's going to change. They're going to cause lots of people to starve and basically go to a transfer of electrons instead of having any form of Federal Reserve notes or whatever. We know what's happening on the other side of the collapse. It's going to be much, much worse than it even is now. So they asked the question, why are you trying to survive? And is it all right with you that basically, you know, things are going to get much, much worse? Will you join the society that they're creating? Is that why you want to survive, to end up just as entrapped, even more so than you are now? They say, we have met many people who believe that they truly want to be survivalists. They have many reasons for wanting to survive based on what they understand of the news. But over time, they show that they still want to have one foot on third base and so will never make it to home plate. In other words, as long as you're willing to do your job, working for the psychopaths, selling your soul for cash, you know, and just storing some food and doing some things like that, what are you actually accomplishing? Their vision is to hole up in a sanctuary until the noise stops and then go back to the same rat race they were in before. The same rat race that got us all in the predicament in which we now find ourselves as a society. And they liken it to a dog returning to its own vomit, which I think is very apropos. So what they state is that the right answer to the question, why do I want to survive, is I want to survive because there is a better way to live regardless of what the world out there does or does not do. I want to give something of real value to my children and to theirs. It is not impossible. It is not a foolish wish. It is being lived now by those who have stopped complying with that which is wrong. It is being lived now by those who know the depth of their own power and use it, not to impose evil upon another, but to lead a good and natural life for themselves. It is being lived now by those who choose to survive not the chaos, but the beating down of the human spirit, so that they may be a beacon to renew that spirit in light. It ain't easy, but it is sure worth it. And I really like that last statement that they make. You know, basically, we should be, you know, stopping them from beating down our human spirit, not to submit to the fear, to stand up and say no. That is what we really have to do. And I'm glad to say there's more and more people that are realizing that. But we need more and more people to get a hold of it and to stop living in the fear mode and selling their soul out for cash and believing that if they forgive the monsters, well, they'll be okay because, after all, they'll be punished in hell. Well, whether there is a hell or not, that's besides the point as far as I'm concerned. We are living in hell here. The children are being raped, tortured, sacrificed, murdered, made sick with vaccines, being mind-controlled in schools with video games. The list is endless. Is that okay with you? Do you give a crap that that's happening? Well, if not, just continue to do nothing, because one of those children may end up to come and hunt you down, because there's like a karma thing there. Anyways, the authors of Surviving Survivalism are this couple, Dan and Sheila Gendron, G-E-N-D-R-O-N. You can reach them by emailing them at their website is survivingsurvivalism.com. That's the name of their book. So I encourage all of you to ask yourselves a question. Why are you surviving? And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is ignoring or forgiving psychopaths destroying the world. And I'm very glad we're starting to get callers. We have Lauren from Minnesota. Are you there, Lauren?
Hi, yes, Dr. Carley. How are you?
Living in hell. How are you?
I'm sorry to hear that, but I did want to discuss one of this stories up on RBN linked to Sandy Hook Massacre, official story spins out of control. I wanted to add... Or get the story out that there was also one more piece of disinformation that I've been following, and I just want to help get this story out about the so-called claim that the Connecticut shooter was on the schizophrenic drug called Fanapt. That is complete disinformation, and I was hoping to get a chance to discuss the issue of antidepressants and vaccines being related to Asperger's and antipsychotic breaks in children and our troops as well.
Okay, let me ask you, how do you know that, I never heard of, I did see that story on RBN and I printed it out. I don't remember them mentioning that drug.
No, it's not mentioned on the RBN story. It was initially reported in the New York Daily News, I believe, and then Business Insider picked it up, and then dozens and dozens of Internet news sources ran with the story.
Okay, well, one of his neighbors, and I find it's very valuable to watch the initial news interviews that happen right after one of these false flag situations, because a lot of slips are made. They did interview a woman who was a neighbor of this man and his mother, and she, you know, stated that she knew that he was on psychotropic drugs because the mother had told the neighbor that. So I would not be at all surprised. As a matter of fact, I'd be shocked if he wasn't on psychotropic drugs, because that's what they always do.
Yes, exactly. That's my point. Me too. I haven't heard that story, and I would like, and I want to find it. But there was another person, a former federal medical prisoner, that has started the rumor that the kid was on this drug called Fanapt, and I had never heard of Fanapt, so I started to investigate it, and I found out the Democratic Underground has exposed this guy, and I don't know. Can I mention his name?
Sure.
His name, backed with a photograph, is Jonathan Lee Riches. He's a former federal medical prisoner that was convicted of wire fraud that did a plea bargain with the feds and got out of prison, and has since connected himself to the James Holmes Batman shooter, and is... and was suspected, according to Fox 9 News, or Channel 9 News out of Denver, for mail fraud involving James Holmes. And he appears to be obsessed with Mr. Holmes, and is CNN did a piece on him called How to Rob a Bank. And this guy is known by the feds, and he shows up at the biggest crime scene, recent crime scene in American history, and is spreading disinformation. So apparently all the people that have ran with this story will now look like fools.
Okay, first of all, I have to say I'm shocked that you're looking to Fox News and CNN as sources of truth. that's a shocker. Second of all, I will say I don't know anything about this FNAPT. There are so many drugs they're pumping out, there's no way I can possibly keep up with them. But I don't know why you're honing in on that, you know, that there's some disinfo about the drug he was on. Why is that important to you?
Well, that is, first, I just mentioned these other news sources because this guy is well known to the feds and possibly even under suspicion. So he got out of prison on a plea deal. He had served 10 years. So what kind of deal, my question is, what kind of deal has this guy possibly made with the feds? He's been involved with the James Holmes case and many, many, many others. So this is just one more piece of disinformation that I think should definitely be looked at, because I do agree that there were antipsychotics or antidepressants definitely involved.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, have you considered, first of all, I suspect the feds is being involved in this, certainly in the creation, if it actually even happened. I mean, we had a discussion about this yesterday I did with John Friend on my other show. You know, the parents weren't allowed to see the dead bodies. There's so many very big red flags. But who knows if he made a deal with the feds that he would cause a distraction and give disinfo. You know, this is how these cycles work. You know, and as a matter of fact, John Rappaport had written an excellent article about basically how they're using the changes in the story to add to the mind control. I would definitely suggest people check that out on nomorefakenews.com. Okay, stay on the line, Lauren. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is ignoring our forgiving psychopaths destroying the world. That is What's Ailing America, people. And we have Lauren from Minnesota on the line. And I'm very glad you called, Lauren, because what I want to try to get people to realize is that it's always the big picture. First of all, I've mentioned this book many times. People, please get this book, Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality by Harris Coulter, Ph.D. He has unbelievable documentation, scientific evidence in regards to not only how vaccines cause autism, but how they also cause violence and criminality. Because the areas of the brain that control those things are very much aligned with each other, the temporal lobes, the amygdala, etc., near your ear. And the only thing that determines the symptoms that somebody has is basically where the brain is damaged. In a matter of fact, many years ago, they actually had a journal of autism and schizophrenia, because schizophrenia is from vaccines as well. And once again, located in very similar areas of the brain. So this is how it goes down. The children are brain damaged. They get whatever kind of symptoms they get, be it with their acting out. You know, I've had so many people contact me recently. Their young boys are killing animals, threatening the family. It seems to be getting worse. So I think that they're intentionally targeting those areas of the brain. Imagine having a child that you're afraid of is going to kill you in your sleep at night, and you have to start locking the door. I'm hearing more and more about situations like that. So first they damage the brain, then they put them on a psych drug. Of course, the psych drug causes a chemical lobotomy. These children don't even know who they are yet. Their whole consciousness is being played with. And of course, side effects of these drugs include homicide and suicide. And no surprise that they start acting out. And then of course they're playing all kinds of games like Call of Duty and I forget the name of the game where they basically try to run over a pregnant mother with a car, Grand Theft Auto, I think it is, getting points for killing people. So all of these things are involved. It's all of these things. But, you know, this is a distraction now. They're going to try to distract people and say, oh, this person is giving out the name of the wrong drug. My answer to that is, so what? Why do you think that's important, Lauren?
I think that's important because this man is well known to the feds. He has been specifically months ago. He inserted himself into the Batman shootings as well, and he is suspected for mail fraud now since he's been out of prison several months. So he's also got a YouTube account where he's making all kinds of really bizarre videos looking like he's hopped up on some type of psychotropic meds, talking about exposing the New World Order and the Illuminati, etc. And he's driving around in the town of Newton with Cabbage Patch dolls with cutout faces of Holmes and Lanza, and he goes completely undetected. Where is the FBI on this?
Well, the FBI is busy covering up whatever's actually going on out there. And, of course, we had, I forget which one of the police minions stating on camera that anybody that put out what they consider disinfo, which, of course, they're the true disinfo agents, but that
yep, his name was Paul Vance.
People would be prosecuted for putting out disinfo. What did you say?
His name was Paul Vance. Yep, that's the Connecticut police that is claiming to have a monopoly on the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm. Well, all I can say is that this is waking up a lot of people. Immediately, people in the know started asking questions. And like I said, the fact that the parents weren't allowed to see the children, they just saw photographs. And then the interview of that one parent where he's actually laughing on camera. And
yeah,
then
yep.
he switches on, you know, the sad face and actually asks, should I just read the card? He's asking somebody else.
Should I read the card? Yes, yes. I saw that clip. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right. So that's the good news, is that people that are in the know are realizing this is another scam, another distraction, another way to induce trauma on a national level. And as a matter of fact, in my local paper here, the Charlotte Observer, just today on page 22A, they put in various comments from readers. And the three main things that are being addressed are, of course, gun control. You know, that's the main purpose of this as far as I can see. But there's even people that are crying out for mandatory mental illness exams. Like, how far are we going to take this? Is everybody under Obamacare going to be forced to get a mental illness evaluation? Because, of course, somebody like me, I've already been said to have a delusion of conspiracy. They can use psychiatry to forcibly drug anybody that has the ability to think. And then, of course, they're also talking about video games, which I do agree with. Nobody in this article or in this series of comments was talking about the psych drugs being a problem. But,
yeah. So anyone that maybe has even talked to someone like you or even had mentioned the New World Order or the Illuminati would be potentially considered having to see a psychiatrist and having your rights taken away. Could you please mention the title of that book by Harris Coulter again?
Oh, yes, sure. Vaccinations, plural, Social Violence,
okay,
and Criminality. It's
okay.
Out of print, but I got quite a few copies on Amazon. I'm sure you can find a copy someplace. I cannot tell you how important that book is. I had figured out pretty much the entire vaccine-induced scenario. I found that book about 5 years ago, and that's what made me realize, oh, it's Social Violence and Criminality as well.
Could I give you two good references, please?
Sure.
Dr. Andrew Maniotis, you may have heard of him. He's published about 10 really, really super good papers on the history and the FDA cover up there. Dr. Mm-hmm. Andrew Maniatis, he was actually fired from Chicago University for exposing the truth. And then a recently released paper by an Australian psychiatrist, you may have heard of this paper already, Dr. Yolinda Lucier's published study talking about akathisia-induced homicide and suicide.
Can you spell that name, please?
Yolinda, Y-O-L-A-N-D-E, L-U-C-I-R-E.
Okay.
I think that's a significant study that I would urge you and your listeners to look at.
Yes, there's so much. And thankfully, we do have people with a conscience stepping out who have worked for the beast and then realized that the beast was a beast. And it's always the same end effect, firing, assassination, whatever. And that should be riling people up because the agencies that are supposed to protect us are, of course, protecting the corporations that are killing us. And if people don't care about that, then I don't know what to say.
Okay, nice talking to you, Dr. Carly. I'm going to finish listening to your program. I appreciate all your work.
Okay, thank you, Lauren, for calling in. We have Bill from Indiana. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Dr. Carly. I have a little lull here, so I wanted to give a call in and a comment, please.
Sure.
Several questions. One of your questions was... why do you survive? Why are you a survival? Why do you try to survive?
Mm-hmm.
And for me and for us, it is surviving is like doing good. It is like trying to help our friends, help our neighbors, help ourselves, help our communities. It's in our DNA. It's in my DNA to survive, to overcome, to try and do good. That is mine. And what we're pitted against are those Edomite, Canaanite Jews who are looking to destroy us, and that is because that's what's in their DNA. So, us on the one side, survivors and overcomers versus the destroyers. That is why I strive to survive, so I can do good, take care of what is in front of me, and let the chips fall where they may. I don't have a lot of success a lot of times, but it is in my DNA. That's why I strive to survive.
Well, let me just interrupt you to say, I'm so glad you called in to say that, because that was the very point of the article that I was reading. Are you surviving just so you can enter another rat race? Only you'll have, you know, digital currency instead of Federal Reserve notes or, you know, whatever the case may be, just a slight change for the worse?
No.
Your point is extremely on point. That is why we're supposed to survive, so that we can make a difference.
We have to overcome this horrible beast system that they are imposing upon us. They've been trying to impose this upon us since the dawn of man, since Adam and Eve have been on this planet. They've been trying to do this to us, and we got to keep fighting it. I'm going to keep fighting it. You're going to keep fighting it. All these good listeners who I hear, they're going to keep fighting it. And the ones who are listening and believe and know that what we're saying is true, they're going to keep fighting it. This is the way it's going to be, and that's just how it's going to all unfold.
Yes, because we only have two choices, to stand up and say no and do the right thing, or to lay down and let them kill us. Those are the two options.
And we've been here on this planet for centuries and millennium. We have never laid down, and there is the remnant of us that will never lay down, and that's the way it's going to be. I haven't been able to call in yesterday. You had a real good show yesterday with John Friend and Frank from North Carolina. I just want to comment that he had some wonderful comments, contributions, insights, and analysis. I've been having our hands full here, Dr. Carly, assimilating the new member of our Homestead Defense Force. it's going well, but that's why I wasn't able to call in yesterday.
Well, can I just tell the listeners, and that would be a new canine member to your family?
Yes, ma'am, they're a frontline defender.
Right. Okay.
She's a charmer too. Ellie, the boxer, has been the bridge between her and the Grouch. And the Grouch is coming along too. But we're going to have a nice little force here. And again, this why we have them is because they're our wonderful friends. And we love them. And they also know good in their bones. And they do good in their lives. And they do good with us. And they oppose the evil too. And these guys who are these monsters who are pulling these stunts time after time after time. The conclusion for me, Dr. Carley, is that everything that I try not to watch television, but I know in my bones everything that they put on television is scripted, is pre-planned, and it is a psyop in order to position us to where they want us to be so that they will be able to do to us what they did to the Christians in the Soviet Union, what they did to the Chinese under Mao Zedong, what they did under Pol Pot's regime. They're looking to disarm us so they can have an easier time killing us all off. It's not going to happen. If any of the good guys out there have ever read Josephus, they'll know that Josephus reported when we came out of our Egyptian bondage and we went across the Red Sea and the Pharaoh's armies were destroyed, the next day when we were celebrating, all the accoutrements of war washed up onto our shores.
Yahweh. Okay, could I ask you a favor? Can you spell Josephus and tell the listeners where they can read about this?
Okay, this Josephus, Josephus. He was a historian. He was around the first century. He was writing after Christ's ministry and his ascension into heaven. I don't recall exactly off the top of my head where it was reported, but it was in the first book. It was before the War of the Jews that Josephus wrote about. But the conclusion that I wanted to emphasize was that when all the accoutrements of war washed up onto the shores and came to us, God told Moses, "Never again will my people be disarmed. I don't need the Second Amendment to justify why I am protected. My rights, all my rights come from above, not from down here. I don't take my rights from some congressman. I don't take it from a city councilman. My rights come from God. I bend my knee before Yahweh and only Him, and none of these guys are going to impose their will on me. Worst case scenario, like you, I get my vacation. In the meantime, I'm going to do good, and I'm going to do the best I can, because that's who I am."
Well, and especially when all these people that you're mentioning are committing treason, I mean, why are you going to follow these fake laws of those committing treason? That's first of all. And second of all, you know, survivalism on the personal level, especially of a mother lion over her cub or any other mammal in the wild, I mean, that's first and foremost.
And
they will give their lives for their offspring.
That's exactly
right. That instinct, they're trying to erase that instinct.
And that they're not going to succeed with some of us because we know that our children are the most dangerous place in America for a child is the government school system. We know that they're poisoning us with the vaccines. We know they're poisoning us with the ever-present chemtrails. We know they're poisoning us with the fluoride. We know they're poisoning us with the frankenfoods. We know this. And so we do the best we can to protect our children, because our children, anyone's child, a child is the closest thing to heaven on earth. And if we're lucky enough to have a child, take care of it. Because if you don't take care of it, you think they will? No, they won't.
Exactly. Okay, excellent comments as always, Bill. Thank you so much. Let's bring on Peter from Iowa. We're going to a break shortly, but get started, Peter.
Hello.
Hello, Peter.
How you doing?
Okay.
I know a lot of Jewish people, and they're good people. I don't know what you mean by the Jews are trying to kill everybody and take over the world. I'm not for Israel at all. I'm against Israel. There's a lot of Jewish people in this country that are good people, so
Okay, I definitely have some comments on that one, but we're going to a break. Please stay on the line. We'll be right back. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is ignoring or forgiving psychopaths destroying the world is what is ailing America and the world. And we have Peter on the line from Iowa, who is stating that he knows Jews, and he thinks that Jews are not evil. So I could do probably a week of shows on this, but let me just start out with a very important book called Judaism in Action, published by Appian. I suggest that you get a hold of this book and show it to your Jewish friends and see what they have to say. One of the chapters is quotations about Jews by the Jews themselves. And this is what Meyer Rothschild said. Remember, my children, that all the earth must belong to us Jews, and that the Gentiles, being mere excrements of animals, must possess nothing. And then we also have mentioned on page 114, which is something that Reverend Myron Smith, the Jew, quoted in Count Shirip Spiridopovich's Secret World Government. The Jew is the Antichrist, was in St. John's Day, is today, and will be. In fact, Jesus referred to the Jews as the synagogue of Satan, the serpent seed line. Do you know what that means?
All I have to say is you can't label everyone, every Jew, a bad person. Okay? It's like saying to take the Germans, what they did during the Holocaust, all Germans were bad. They did
okay,
awful.
First of all, the Holocaust was a fraud.
No. Let me,
the Holocaust was a fraud. So I'm not even going to go down that. But that's a ridiculous analogy. Let's talk about saying that all scorpions are dangerous. Would you disagree with that?
I've worked for Jewish people. I've worked for some that were awful to work for, and I worked for some that were great people to work for, okay? So.
And what are the great people doing to stop the awful ones who are destroying the planet? What are the good ones doing?
Can't label everyone bad, okay?
What are the good ones doing to stop the ones destroying the planet?
What are the good Americans doing to stop the planet from going on what's going on now?
We're not talking about Americans. We're talking about the Jews.
I understand.
What are the quote-unquote good Jews doing?
You're very narrow-minded about a certain...
I've done my homework. I've
done
my homework.
You've done your homework on books, okay? Books are not people.
I have faced these monsters. They control medicine. They're killing people. They control the courts. I have faced them for 15 years. I know who I'm dealing with. The synagogue of Satan, the serpent seed line. And this is a
I will not label one person
thing.
Because
they
they're
have
in a
no
certain
conscience.
Race. I will not
they
label
no
one
conscience.
Person because in a certain race because just because they're in a certain race bad. There's good Italians, there's good Mexicans, there's
that is ridiculous. They are bloodline
people.
Psychopaths. They have no conscience. And the good quote-unquote Jews that you're talking about are doing absolutely nothing to stop the genocide, the destruction of our planet, the global pedophiles of which they are at the top of the food chain. It says right in their Talmud they can have sex with children as long as they're under 9 years old. I suggest that you do some homework yourself. Start with the full knit right. Okay, going to a break. We'll be back. Messages.